Beretta coming down, gets the red line, just over the red line, flips it up high in the air. Obviously, it was not even seen off of the stick because as a goaltender, just like I'm sure an outfielder, if you don't watch the bat hit the ball, a lot of times you never pick up the ball.
He never knew where it was.
He never knew
where
it was.
They had a back angle of the goaltender, and he was or the top view, I guess, right. It was looking down, and he was looking left, and the puck was right. He had no idea where it was. I don't think he saw it. I think he was reading. He was surveying the rush coming up on him, and then at that time is when Beretta got off his stick, and so he just kind of backed into the net and tried to get wide in the net, not knowing where it was, and then next thing you knew, it took a hop, and it was by him, so he never picked it up in the air, and then it took one bounce and went in. So it's a goal that we needed. It got us going and got some excitement in the building.
And you talk about him trying to read his defenseman and you know, looking where everybody else is going. If you watch the defenseman there, they don't really know where the puck is either. They turn around and they're looking in different directions as to where it might be going. So it was just a fluky. It must have been just the weird timing of when he delivered that puck that it wasn't seen well off of his stick.
No, but we needed to go up. Yeah. We in these critical games, we've been going down and going down early goal against Bemidji, early goal on Friday night against Ferris. We needed to go up and get the lead, and we got that. And it doesn't matter to me. You can chew up the puck and spit it in pieces in the net if they count the goal. Any way you can get it in, we'll take it.
Thomas Beretta gets his third of his freshman campaign. Matt Roy gets an assist, and so does Angus on that one. So it's 1-0 Michigan Tech at the 6:10 mark of the first period. Huskies get a real nice goal. Neville to Sturros to make it 2-0 later on in the period.
The Husky Tablemaster, the save, and steers it to the corner. And now Fernandez. Here's the Huskies. Neville down low. A shot! Score!
Hard to tell what was better, the pass or the move that Sturros made. Neville with a great pass down there to not shoot that puck.
Yeah, and I think that Roy made a great pass to Neville off the forecheck. He poked it up to Neville and got it loose, I believe. I'm not positive that. Maybe it was Jackson that did that. But Neville made a great play. I think he went to his backhand and sauced it, he's a left-hand shot. I think he went to his backhand and sauced it to Sturros. But Sturros made a real nice play in front. Like you said, he could have got it and put it, or even just directed it at the net for a tip. But he got it and tucked it in and went to his backhand in front of the goal, and Capel Master went down. He tucked it around him and had the whole bottom of the net to put it in. It was a great goal. Actually, to be honest with you, it was very similar for people that back in the day saw that Bobby Orr goal that is in all the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Sturros made the play. The goaltender tripped him. He was diving over him, went on his backhand and put it in the net.
So the Huskies up 2-0. We go into the first intermission. Shots are even, 9-9 after one. And power play for the Ferris State Bulldogs. Mitch Maloney gets the goal at the 5:48 mark to get Ferris State back in the game on Saturday night.
And a cross for Mitch Maloney. Maloney drops it, gets it on the given goal. Here's a chance for the Bulldogs. Score! Oh, what a play. Maloney walking right in. Beat Redmond. And the Huskies, all caused by a turnover at center ice when they had a chance to get it all the way down, give up their first goal of the game.
Well, I'm sure there's a couple things that didn't look right on this. The turnover, obviously, was the big thing. I see one of our defensemen went up on the play, and then Watson was back. And help me on this one. Did Watson think that he was only the only guy back to take two guys, and that's why he kind of stayed in the middle of that?
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense when you watch it. First of all, we got out of sync. You and I talked. I was concerned after the first period in the intermission when we talked that we had to shore some things up on the penalty kill, and we addressed those. But obviously we didn't get the point across. And what happened there is we had two guys attack first. Lucchini attacked up and then came off, and Neville got on the ice. They made a good change, and then Lucchini's already caught up in the neutral zone, and then Gary goes up and so now they have a 3-on-2, so they have a uncontested zone entry on it. They isolated a 1-on-1 on Cliff. Maloney did isolated 1-on-1. Neville got back and picked up his guy, so everybody was picked up, but Cliff played it very soft, and Maloney made a nice move, and we just didn't finish the job defensively 1-on-1. We were in position on everything all weekend long. The guy, Maloney, went to his forehand and then pulled it to his backhand. Cliff backed off him right in front of Angus, you know, off to Angus's right, and then he went, made a nice shot far side just off the inside of the post and got the goal. But again, we were there. Cliff is probably our number one defender 1-on-1. He had the 1-on-1. We made a couple of mistakes, and it's always, you know, sometimes you make one mistake, like on the first goal on Friday night, one mistake on a missed coverage in front. There was nothing else that really broke down on that play, and they score. Most of the time, though, you know, if you can get by the first mistake, a missed angle or whatever it is, and not compound those errors, you can get by and you're all right. On this one here, again, we had the neutral zone stuff happen, and then we had a bad read and then a loose gap on as they entered the zone and got the shot off.
So the Bulldogs are down just by one, but the Huskies come back with a power play goal. 5-on-3. The Huskies made it count with Tyler Hannon.
Huskies on the man advantage. 5-on-3. Back up top, Reinke. Looking. Right side, Hannah. Looking. Back for Reinke. He will not shoot. Back down low. Score!
I watched this highlight quite a bit on the tech website to figure out why, what got Kapelmaster so spun around on that play. And he looked like he really bit on Reinke taking the shot on that play and committed to that.
That's what I was talking about in the earlier segment we had. We'll talk about a play on Saturday where if you saw what happened on that, first of all, it was set up by the movement. We found Hannon several times with that same movement on the power play in the middle. Now, this happened to be on a 5-on-3, but it started with some good rotation up top. And then what happened was all three guys, if you notice, Kapelmaster was really, they were taking away all the pass options and just allowing Kapelmaster to say, okay, listen, you and me, mano-mano, let's see who's better. And all weekend long, they did that. He was able to come out and challenge us. On that play, if you notice it, all three of the defenders on the 5-on-3 lined up right in front of him. So instead of taking away the pass options, they all went to block the shot. And had they shot the puck, chances are Kapelmaster stops it. He did it all weekend long. But Reinke made a great read on that, dropped his shoulder to get all those guys to line up and lay down, and then fed it over to Hano, and Kapelmaster bit 100% that puck was going to be shot, and it gave Hano a backdoor, and he'll never miss that ever.
A big, big goal, though, for Ferris State early on in the third period on the power play got them right back in the game.
Good thing that we're fourth in the country in penalty kill, because we're certainly getting tested tonight.
We are. Here's a nice move by Mayhew. Walks in, shot scores. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Mayhew to Van Warmer, and you will not find a prettier setup than that.
Certainly the best Ferris State goal all weekend, I thought. That looked really nice.
Well, yeah, but again, entering the zone, they popped two two-on-ones on us entering the zone on the penalty kill in the first period. We addressed it, thought we had it taken care of, and again, that's what scares you about a couple of these teams, about Ferris State, about Mankato, about Northern right now. There's some guys that they have some guys that can just make plays. They have some guys that can just make plays, and that those guys on Ferris, Mayhew, Mackin, they can make plays. They get a puck over the blue line, tuck it in, pull it inside on us just a little bit at the blue line, and then beat our sideboard coverage and get it to the middle of the ice. And then they attack. Now they're attacking 3-on-2 coming up the middle of the ice, and they made a great pass over and shot it into just under the crossbar. So, again, that was as much us as it was a good play on them. We had everything where we wanted it. We just didn't finish the job.
And they pulled the goalie towards the end of the game, and it's Chris Leibinger who gives the Huskies a 2-goal lead.
He does. It back, but not cleanly. Still a battle for the puck. Huskies will get it up to center ice. Can't ice it here. Here's a chance. Oh, he could win it right here. Shot. Scores! Leibinger! He just won the game and the McGinnis Cup. Puts the Huskies up by two.
Great individual effort there by Chris Leibinger on that play.
Yeah, grit, will, desire. Not going to be denied. Went through guys, took the puck, just said, you know, I'm better than you. I want this more than you. And he went in and got it and buried it in the empty net. And that's what he's done for us. That's probably his seventh of the year, something like that.
It is his seventh goal of the year.
And he's just been a great player for us. He's another senior who's having a great senior year, and he gives it to us at the front end. You know, we have a great defense. But look at some of the wins we've had when we've had to put him back on defense. We had, Reinke out at Notre Dame, right, and we get a big win there. We had Roy out then against
Minnesota State?
Against Minnesota State on that weekend. We have a 4-0 win there and a tie against them with Leibinger back on defense. He does it at forward. He does it at D. He's back and forth on the bench playing both. And it's no surprise that he was the one that got that goal for us.
So that made it a 4-2. Now the Huskies are able to hold on to this. They winning by two would give them the McGinnis Cup with the total goals. They put it away, though, with Reed Sturrose's great play and Mike Neville's great play.
1:03 left to go here. Here we go. Oh, Kapelmaster tried to go to the bench. Here's Sturrose with a shot. Scores! Reed Sturrose with the goal! 5-2, and that's going to do it here tonight.
Well, that was a great play, as you mentioned, Mike Neville forced the cough up there at center ice.
Yeah, he did. And you had a great call on that. They were trying to go back and they wanted to get that cup. They were trying to get that goal and get that cup and get it back to within one goal and come out of